From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. This recession is pressing U.S. military personnel into some hard decisions. When jobs are scarce, it's tough to let go of that military paycheck and benefits. The Pentagon says it has higher retention rates, as it often does during economic downturns. Our correspondent David Green is traveling the country, reporting on the impact of the economy throughout President Obama's first 100 days in office. David recently received an email from a U.S. Army sergeant who was agonizing over whether to reenlist.
My name is Victor Vasquez. I'm 30 years old.
As soon as Sergeant Vasquez wrote me, I set up a time to talk to him by phone. He's stationed in Iraq.
I'm in a phone bank here in what was formerly one of Saddam's palaces in Baghdad. Just one of the Joes here on the phone talking to people back home.
Home for Vasquez is San Francisco. He's first-generation American. His mother's from Guatemala and his dad's from El Salvador. Sergeant Vasquez joined the Army 3 years ago. His mission is to help stabilize Iraq. But he and his artillery unit know what's happening with the economy back home.
A lot of the guys I work with have gone on leave recently, in the last month or two or three. And everyone comes back with their stories of, like, you know, how their family or their friends, you know, back home are affected by stuff. You know, I myself came back from my leave like a week ago.
During his leave in San Francisco, he saw how the economy hit his family. His sister had been laid off from her job as an analyst with Gap, the clothing chain.
You know, to see her struggle and to have to deal with that, you know, was like a real eye-opening for me and very much brought me back to the point where, you know, I realized how big of a decision this was going to be, this whole reenlistment decision.
He really wants to come home when his contract is up this year, go to school and think about a new career. But after seeing his sister's life derailed, he said, it's harder to give up that stable $32,000 salary. He and a lot of people around him face this same dilemma. Vasquez told me about a fellow soldier in Baghdad, Army Specialist Jeff Taylor.
He, like, really, like, struggled. Like, I mean, like, lost sleep over it.
Taylor was willing to chat with me the next day. He's 22, and his contract is up next year. He's been going over his options with his wife, who's back in Fort Riley, Kansas.
This past 2 weeks, just staying up, you know, discussing this with her, like, what should I do? What do you want? You know, and just really making sure this is the right thing for us and that we'll all be happy.
And if you reenlist, what's the time frame? What kind of contract would you be signing?
Right now, I am about to reenlist. I'm waiting for something to come back. I'm signing up for 6 years.
He's pretty much made his decision. He's taking 6 more years as opposed to 3 or 4 because the longer contract means a $12,000 bonus. Taylor said he's doing it for his wife and kids.
I know I'm going to have food at the table. I know we're going to have money for what we need. We're going to be taken care of. If we were to get out, I mean, the economy, they're trying to stabilize it, but you don't really know what's going on. I look at it as a big gamble, and I'm just not willing to take that risk.
Of course, there are risks staying in the Army. Taylor has mostly avoided combat. He's been working in a mailroom in Baghdad, but he's part of a field artillery unit. And over the next 6 years, if he's in Iraq or Afghanistan, he knows he could see combat. And he knows that could be hard for his family. I mentioned how Taylor's wife is at Fort Riley in Kansas. As I set up these phone interviews in Iraq, I started driving in that direction. I asked Taylor to tell me about his wife, Sarah.
She's very smart. She's extremely smart. She's much smarter than me. Sometimes that's not so good, but she's much smarter than me, and she makes really good, well-informed decisions. She thinks things through.
Would it be a huge imposition if I stopped by to meet her and kind of see your kids?
That wouldn't be a problem at all.
How you doing? I'm actually a visitor. Is this where I'm supposed to be? Or?
Nope, down at the booth.
Down at the booth. Fort Riley is a well-secured and sprawling base on the plains of East Kansas. There's an airport, office complexes, entire communities of military housing. I pulled into a subdivision of homes that was still being built up.
Hi.
Who are you?
I'm a radio reporter.
Well, I tell you from the way the moose is on.
This is Taylor. He's 3. And that's Cheyenne, and she'll be 1 in September.
They're beautiful.
Thank you.
Sarah Taylor is 23. She just moved into a new 3-bedroom house. Her husband hasn't even seen their new home yet.
I unpacked the whole house. I picked out the furniture. I've scheduled all the delivery dates. I've done everything by myself. It wasn't easy. with two kids plus school.
She's studying online to do medical transcription, but right now her husband's military salary is supporting the family. If he came home, one of them would have to find work, and Sarah said a recession doesn't seem like the time to test the job market.
The raises aren't happening. It's just if you don't have an education beyond high school, it's really hard to get anywhere. So we're just trying to build a foundation, kind of.
Did he say at some points, like, God, I would just like to not re-enlist and go to school?
Yeah. He's done that a lot.
Actually, Sarah got behind the decision to re-enlist before her husband did.
It's stable. It's secure. You have to really mess up to get fired, and you can't quit. So it's pretty stable. The deployments are risky, but I don't know.
She comforts herself and the kids by remembering that Jeff will have leaves from time to time, and he'll be back for long stretches in between deployments. And she comforts herself with her laptop that was sitting in front of us on the coffee table. It connects her to her husband. They both have web cameras. Often, Sarah's focusing hers on the couple's baby daughter.
He can watch her, and the pride in his face is worth it, like us, to just let him see her all day. He gets very happy. And
is he online, like, right now, or is he...
He could be. I don't know.
Turns out Specialist Taylor was online, and on Sarah's screen from his room in Baghdad.
He's wearing a white t-shirt and getting ready for bed. He's...
Can you see him sleep if you want to? Like, is the camera on him?
Mm-hmm. If he's facing the camera, I can see him. But if he's facing opposite, his blanket's in the way and it just kind of goes bluish. I'll just see blanket.
Sarah's determined to be strong. In fact, she made a point of telling me that she doesn't watch her husband on that laptop all day long. But when he's online, she feels like he's there with her. And it helps. I'm David Green, NPR News.